Thank you for listening to the audio version of the Breakthrough Newsletter. I'm J. Paul Friedenmaker, the author, and if you are in major gift fundraising or thinking about getting started, I'm excited for you and pulling for you. I also know it can feel overwhelming. Questions immediately arise, like where do you get started? Who do you call? How do you ask for a large gift? Well, my hope and intent is that these readings and reflections are a good starting point in your exit strategy from confusion in major gift fundraising. Stay tuned at the end for more ways to get support and help in your amazing work. This reading will post to the Breakthrough blog on April 6th, 2024, and is titled, Do As I Say and As I Do, Demo or Die. This reflection is for those of you who lead and manage major gift fundraisers, and I'm pointing four fingers at myself. Recently, I spoke with a friend who is a major gift officer of a large humanitarian charity. She told me the following story.
I was in the process of cultivating a relationship with a prospect who indicated he wanted to make an investment of $50,000 to $100,000 to our cause. He was very clear about wanting this to be an investment and expressed interest in understanding the specifics of how we would make use of the money. Realizing I would need additional support to see this process through, I brought in a colleague and my boss to help set it up for success. This led to yet another colleague and one of our top field leaders becoming involved. Now there were five people burning calories on this donor prospect. I understood why. However, there were too many cooks in the kitchen. Even though I attempted to diplomatically hand the prospect off to my colleagues, it was clear the chemistry was not good. I continued to hear directly from this donor prospect who had questions and requests. But I did know that my boss had a good history with him. So I suggested that he carry the baton. I hadn't seen my boss in action very much and was curious to see how it would go. I told my boss that this prospect was very interested in specific program details, but he pushed back. No, he said, we just need to show him the impact and result of his giving. He doesn't need to see the sausage making. But he does, I insisted. He's gonna need those details before making the investment. I decided to defer to my boss's approach. He's the expert, right? Well, a few weeks later, we spoke, and he updated me on the progress with this prospect. I held my tongue as he said, we're gonna need to show him more details on the programs and how they are actually run in the field and how money is being allocated. I smiled inwardly and simply replied, yep, that sounds like a good idea.
Now, I was curious how this story turned out, so I contacted my friend a few weeks later to ask about it. She said it was fun and educational to watch her boss in action, which doesn't happen often, as she mentioned. She noted that once he tuned in to what the donor wanted, he did a great job communicating. The potential of receiving this donor's investment was looking like a win. And then, about 3 weeks later, I got this text. J. Paul, $50,000 arrived yesterday and the donor committed to send another $50,000 next year. So, to all my friends out there who are leading teams of major gift fundraisers, two takeaways from this story. Number one, listen to your people. If they are suggesting an approach you disagree with, defer to them as much as possible. More often than not, it'll work. And if it doesn't, celebrate failure and help them get back on the horse with a different approach. Number two, don't hesitate to get out there and show them how it's done. Demo or die. Your team will love seeing you in action, and they will learn so much through your example about this amazing and sacred vocation. I'm polling for you all. Let me know how things are going in your world. I've put a link in the show notes to schedule a 30-minute call. Thanks again for listening to this audio version of the Breakthrough Newsletter. Follow me on LinkedIn for daily pro tips on major gift fundraising. Sign up for my newsletter to have content like you heard today, both audio and written, delivered directly to your email each week. You can also engage with my teaching and coaching online at your own pace through the online Catalyst course for $500. If you feel you need additional live coaching, I'm glad to work with you, and all my prices are listed clearly on my website. I look forward to hearing about your good work. Finally, I'll send you off with a word from the late author, Henry Nouwen. He says this: fundraising is as spiritual as giving a sermon, entering a time of prayer, visiting the sick, or feeding the hungry. All right. Thank you for listening.